Okay, spanning the globe. I have, since I work for Palmer College, I have had the honor and privilege of being able to go on what they have. What they have is called Clinic Abroad. They have a Clinic Abroad program, so I've been able to go. I've been to India once, Madagascar once, Morocco twice, and Vietnam 8 times. Oh, wrong direction. Sorry. Oop. Let's back up. Okay. I also believe in healthy people, 2010. And the basis of my presentation here is, yes, we have it here in the States, but how can we or can we even try to apply it to a foreign country and see if they'd be welcome to something like this? Here's the 10 indicators. There's 4 of them that I'm actually interested in, and the fourth one is actually this one, responsible sexual behavior, and then the other 3 is environment quality, immunization, access to health care. And I do appreciate what Irene has spoken about, immunization, as well as Jonathan has talked about immunization. So that brings me to this statement. And this is my personal opinion about vaccinations and immunizations. Does not represent Palmer College, so I don't want anybody to think that Palmer's endorsing me. And I want to make it perfectly clear also that I am not pushing drugs. Okay, I'm not saying that we should prescribe drugs or anything like that. Okay. World health issues, environmental quality, sanitation, and food safety. Immunizations, such as for polio, TB, cholera, hepatitis, and as well as malaria. Access to health care, all people, all countries should be entitled. Nutritional needs as well as requirements. This is in primarily Vietnam, but it's also found in India. These are in hospitals or clinics. This is considered airports as well, yes. This is considered clean. So they have no idea what clean is or sterilization is. Sterile environments. There's one place in Vietnam that I went to, is out in the village. They had a toilet like the stool. There was about an inch of fluid on the floor. We didn't know what it was. There was also human feces floating in it and human feces on the wall. And this is in a clinic. So we as chiropractors need to help promote cleanliness and sanitation. Okay, food safety is another concern. Some people don't even have food, but when they do have food, they need to be able to follow proper handling. And the bottom here, as you'll see throughout my presentation, safe water and raw materials is really important. They don't know what safe water is. They don't have potable water. Potable, potable, however you want to pronounce it. Okay, India. These are meat markets out in the open. This looks sort of good because you don't see the flies and other stuff flying around. You don't see on the ground the rats running through. This is in Saigon, fruit and vegetables on the left, it'd be your left. And here's another meat market, same thing. You don't see the flies flying around, nor do you see the rats running. Okay. Communicable diseases, vaccine preventable diseases, polio, tetanus should be in red as well. Hepatitis A and hepatitis B are the ones that I'm primarily interested in, as well as TB. That wasn't on this slide. Malaria is found throughout the world. Here's Madagascar, India right here, and Vietnam here. Morocco is fairly safe. In another slide, you'll see that Algiers has a high malaria. Tuberculosis, same thing. Here's Madagascar, India, Vietnam, and Morocco. They have a high incidence. And there is a vaccine for tuberculosis. It's a BCG. Hepatitis, everybody knows about hepatitis, so I'm just, it's going to be a real brief review. There's five main hepatitis viruses, A, B, C, D, and E. Hep A and E are typically caused by contaminated food or water. B, C, and D is caused by contact with infected body fluids. And then down here on B, sexual contact, sexual contact also. Hepatitis A is caused by contaminated food and water. Again, Madagascar, Morocco, India, and Vietnam, as well as other countries. Hep B is found in China as well as parts of Asia. People become infected during childhood. When you think of childhood and becoming positive with Hep A, B, sexual contact. So you associate that with possible prostitution of children and as well as teens, as well as adults. But childhood is child prostitution. High rates of chronic infections are also found in the Amazon as well as southern parts of Eastern and Central Europe. Middle East and Indian subcontinent, also 2 to 5% of general population. And you think of India, having how many millions of people, and then that percentage having chronic hepatitis B. Hep B continued. Just this year, in August, 2 billion people worldwide are infected with hepatitis B. 2 billion people. 25% of the adults become chronically infected during childhood. And again, it's preventable by hepatitis with a vaccine. Cholera, acute diarrheal disease, contaminated, usually caused by feces and in water, again. Inadequate treatment of sewage and drinking water. Cholera is found throughout, it's even in the United States, but that's when what they call imported, so people migrating or whatever. Not too bad in Madagascar. There it is in India and in Vietnam. Distribution of cholera, again, that's from 2004, but primarily India. I had to throw in some good pictures, too. So this is Mount Everest in Nepal. India, human waste overwhelms India's polio. India has 50% of all the cases of the world of polio. Again, it goes back to drinking water contaminated by human waste. Okay, 80% of the diseases in India, according to the World Health, is due to poor sanitation and inadequate sewage disposal. He's about 19 years old. He was in India. New Delhi, that's just outside Taj Mahal, actually. Bombay. Well, no, not Bombay. No. New Delhi. It's way up here. But anyway, if you look at his feet, and that was his, some of the students thought he just had fake shoes on. I said, no, those are real feet. Those are actually his feet. Okay, in Hyderabad, India, they have a lot of, they ride a lot of motorcycles, no helmets. So they have, oh man. Okay, India, birth defects, so nutrition as well as maternal health, very little in any of those countries. They get very little maternal health or prenatal care. So without prenatal care, they have a lot of birth defects. There's the Taj Mahal. Morocco, Moroccan woman, malaria, usually is primarily here, but they do migrate or immigrate to other countries. Just a couple there. They don't have OSHA in their countries, so in any of these countries. These are acids they use for tanning process. So they go, so the workers work in this area and they have no protection whatsoever. They wear flip-flops of all things to wear. Atlas Mountains in Morocco, just beautiful. I never thought It looked like that. It would look like that when I was there. I thought it was just desert. Madagascar, malaria remains the most serious tropical disease. For a while, they did spray and get rid of it, but after a while, the government just stopped spraying, so it's progressively been getting worse. And down here, 490,000 cases and 6,200 deaths in 85, as well as 760 cases and 11,000 deaths in 1987. That was the most recent I could find as far as information. 1994, other serious diseases included schistosomiasis, tuberculosis, and leprosy. Again, passing of human waste in water. Water treatment, lack of, reflects the continued lack of sewage. Madagascar, what's beautiful, wonderful, they have wonderful vanilla beans. Okay, Vietnam, I wanted to start out with a real pretty picture here. Need an adjustment. These people are very hard workers. They carry heavy stuff. When they work in the rice fields, the women are always bent over. So when they come into our clinic, that is how they are. When you put them on their back, they're still in that position. They cannot straighten out at all. So we need to educate them. I'll get to that in a second, if he gives me any time. Okay, they like motorbikes. As of January 1st of this year, everyone is required to wear helmets. And from the last time I was in Vietnam was in June, head injuries had decreased 80% because of the helmets. Telephone wires, yeah. This is where, when you call your credit card, that's where they go through. This is what it looks like. You can't see that very well, but that's in Vietnam. Okay. Immigration to the U.S. India, 65,000 in 2007. Madagascar, 53. Morocco, 4,500. Vietnam, almost 29,000. Okay, conclusion. We need to educate the people, the health departments of these countries, not just these four countries, but any third world country. We need to introduce Healthy People 2010 or the coming up 2020. Need to make it apply or work it so that it applies to that country. Not what works for us might not work for another country and vice versa. So we need to adapt it to their country and see if they're even willing to accept it. Accept our suggestions to improve their health care. When we do work in any of these countries, we do work with the medical doctors. They really, really appreciate us working with them because in many cases, the patients that come in to see us have never, ever been to a doctor, any kind of doctor. So the medical doctors appreciate us going there because they get an opportunity to help their own people. And they like that, and they help them tremendously, and they appreciate us going there. We need to provide nutritional counseling, vitamins. You know, some of them don't have adequate diets. They don't get enough food. Or if they just eat rice, what else can they get? That's basically it. Rice is, and you don't get all your vitamins in rice. We definitely have to help them improve sanitation. Vaccinations, I know it's supposed to be taboo, but those five vaccinations are what I firmly believe in. And maybe we don't need them in here in this country, but we should help support those in other countries. Chiropractic does not cure or disorders from that's caused by malnutrition or polio, TB, malaria, hepatitis, cholera. Nor do we prescribe drugs, nor do I feel we should. But we need to look at the whole picture from people in third world countries that immigrate to the U.S. And with them sometimes comes disease, and the diseases that we had eradicated from our own country, like polio and TB, you know, decades ago, they're bringing back or reintroducing it in our country. So that's why I'm encouraging us supporting vaccinations in these other countries before they come to our country. So it'll help save our communities from disease. So chiropractic organizations such as ACA, ICA, AFA, CHC, as well as state chiropractic organizations or whoever, need to continue working with World Health Organizations, UNICEF, Project Hope, Doctors Without Borders, Rotary International, and so on, to help decrease the malnutrition and so on and so forth. And definitely the key word here is to educate. We need to educate ourselves and educate other countries so that they can help their own people. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Someone had mentioned in a previous about an iceberg. So that's it.